Labor loses big. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker easily beat his recall, 54% to 45%. The unions couldn't win the election they themselves had insisted on. Some Democrats blamed the money. Conservative groups helped Governor Walker outspend challenger Tom Barrett 7-1. But everybody in Wisconsin understood the choice, right? Should Scott Walker be punished because he gutted Wisconsin's public employee unions? And voters said absolutely not, probably because Walker had evidence that it's working.
We've documented more than $1 billion worth of savings for the taxpayers. We've seen property taxes go down for the first time in 12 years on a median-valued home. We've seen a budget surplus of $154 million.
A state with an actual budget surplus. And even though exit polls show the same voters that kept Scott Walker would also have voted 51% for Barack Obama, Mitt Romney sees an opening. In fact, Governor Walker's campaign offices won't be closing. They'll be converted to Romney offices. It may sound crazy, but the class war, in Wisconsin anyway, isn't about the insecure middle class versus the secure Romney class. It's the insecure middle class versus the secure middle class. It's middle class people whose jobs are not protected by unions versus middle class people whose jobs are protected by unions. And based on the 20% difference between union and non-union salaries, that means we're talking about $41,000 a year versus $49,000 a year. That's the fight. I wonder if the 1% are smiling. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.